Bald and blonde. Welcome to the Mindset Evolution podcast. Hear about tips, tricks, skills, tools, inspiration, mental hygiene. Know what you want and how to create what you desire to achieve predictable results and create a content life wherever you are. And here are your hosts, Kathy Tate and Daisy Papp.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Bald and Blonde Mindset Evolution. I am your host, Kathy Tate, the Bald Warrior from Australia, and our other host is Daisy Papp from Florida Keys. Hi, Daisy.
Hi, Kathy, my dear friend and podcast partner. It is awesome to see you again and welcome everybody to a new episode. And let's see what Kathy came up with that she's going to throw at me. But before we go on to that, I wanted to say a big thank you for all the support that we are getting really around the globe. We receive emails, we receive messages, we receive even phone calls. I've received the first phone call. I have no clue how they found out my number and they called me and I was in such awe. And we wanted just to thank you. It really shows us that what we are doing is worthwhile for you and that you're receiving it gracefully and embracing what we are sharing here with you. And that really warms my heart. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it is so great to see that the value we're trying to give out is being so gratefully received and people are loving it. So keep sending us your feedback, guys. Keep supporting us. Keep sharing with your family and your friends into your Facebook groups because we want to get our word out to as many people as we can because we truly believe that we can help people. And if you have a Facebook group or a podcast yourself, reach out to us because we'd love to give some customized value to your audience and really help them with the struggles they're having right now.
That's right.
Now, today's topic is a juicy one.
Uh-oh.
And I'm excited about talking about this because it's something that we all have and we all need to learn about in order to have healthier, happier lives and relationships. Mm. So today, Daisy, we're going to talk about the reptilian brain, otherwise known as our primitive brain.
Oh, I like that. Yes. Let's talk about the reptile in the human. Yes. Sure.
So as I understand the reptilian brain or primitive brain, it's centered around our instinct for survival and the flight or fight response that is embedded in our DNA in order to keep ourselves safe.
Yes.
And back when we were cavemen and women, that was a really important part of our lives because it was a different world. There were so many more predators. We weren't as safe as we are today in today's world. And so that instinct, that programming that we have was what kept us safe.
I very much agree with what you're saying. So here's the thing. Here's how I used to explain it in sessions one-on-one, because most of my clients, when they come see me virtually in the virtual office world, they are not aware of them having a reptilian brain in themselves. So when I say, okay, let's talk about the reptile in you, and then they look at me with big eyes rolling and freeze and the what? So yes, it's correct. So it's also called either the R complex or the primitive brain. And so the reptilian brain itself is the oldest part of our brains because there are several parts and pieces in it. And yes, it is responsible for the fight, flight, and freeze, but it's also responsible for basic body functions like the circulation, the breathing, the digestion. It's not solely responsible for the digestion, but it is its part. And now here's the thing, when you mentioned the caveman time and the cavewoman time, and when they were hunters and collectors and so forth, and the women collect the herbs and the berries and the men went hunting for all kind of, not dinosaurs, but, you know, the big stuff so that they could feed the family or the village or where people lived later on. It happened maybe once a month or twice a month that humans were in a very dangerous situation. And today, what happened, because life became so much faster, we have so many tasks to do, although there is no mountain lion in front of us threatening us to eat us up or the grizzly bear the email that we receive or the text message that we receive might be perceived as a life threat. And now here's what happens with the reptilian brain. It helps us to survive, absolutely. Its main function, its main purpose is to help us survive. But nowadays, we humans, as humans, are not made for a constant level of stress where the reptilian is switched on. Now, don't get me wrong, there is no switch. I just like to call it that there is a reptilian switch, or the switch goes on, because it makes it more visual, I believe, to understand. So let's say you and I, we sit in a coffee shop and everything's fine. We're enjoying our cappuccino or our latte and it's wonderful, maybe an iced tea and maybe a croissant. Just and we're sitting there and everything is just like on calm. And then let's say one of us receives a text message or an email that might be fraud. Because here nowadays I receive lots of fraud calls, messages, emails and so forth, where it says, here in America, they have a social security number, and that is something that you don't want to share because it is quite personal and private. And let's say you and I, we receive a message that it was stolen and somebody is abusing it in another state and they're asking for credit or they're just doing something with that social security number. It's not the grizzly bear, but we might perceive it just as such a threat. Now, what happens within us? The reptilian switches on. You don't care anymore about your latte or cappuccino, and neither do I. And what happens in the body, everything rushes actually to our arms, hands, and legs, all the circulation, because that's where it's important to have to either flee or fight it.
Yes.
And if both don't work, then we faint. That's when we freeze. Or some people, without fainting, they're just in such a shock, they stop breathing. Therefore, the reptilian brain gets even more alert because, oh my goodness, there's no breathing, no oxygen. The brain uses lots and lots of oxygen. And then we become in an even greater shock. Now, the reptilian brain is a nonverbal part in our brain. So talking to it, like trying to domesticate it, like, hey, sweetie, okay. You don't need to be so aggressive. You don't need to hit the waiter because you just received that email that your social was stolen or your identity was stolen. No, no, you don't have to do that. It doesn't work like that. Because the problem with that is once the reptilian is switched on, there is no access that we can have possibly to the creative parts and pieces in our brain. The compassion is low. Empathy is low because it's all about survival.
Yes.
Try to be creative. When you're really stressed.
Doesn't work.
Won't work. No. Or when you're really stressed, when the reptilian is on, it's not the opportune moment to put a thread through the hole in the needle. Because the fine motor skills are not necessary to survive. That is when, for example, let me give you a story. A man wakes up and he realizes that his alarm didn't go off. And usually the wife gets up always 15 minutes later to make coffee for the family. He sees, okay, oh my goodness, it's already late. So he's already in a shock mode because he has a very important meeting where it's about his promotion that he's waiting for, let's say 10 years. So for this man, it's very important. Then he wants to go into the shower, but one of the teenagers is still in the shower. So he cannot go into the bathroom. So then he gets even more stressed. Imagine like a little container where drop, 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 drop of the stress hormones comes in, go, 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 more, more. So it fills up. And then finally, the teenage girl comes out with a crazy makeup, although it's 6:30 in the morning, as if she was going to a party at midnight. And the father says, you know, she is just one thing. And why is she doing that? And your mother should tell you what not to do. So he goes into the shower and he's so upset that he doesn't really realize how he's switching on the hot water faucet and cold water faucet. So he gets a little bit overheated under the hot water. So then he jumps almost out of the shower. He's starting to verbalize his frustration and all kind from A to Z. You know, people have that kind of vocabulary. And then he's trying to shave himself because he is already on this reptilian mode. And then he cuts himself. So he starts even more verbalizing his frustration. Then he goes down and the wife, who realized that they're already late, she took the children in the meantime to school and forgot to make him coffee. So now everything is off from his natural world and his, let's say, habitual patterns that even gives him more stress. So now he sits in the car and of course all the lights are red. And then at that moment, this particular morning, all not really well drivers are out at the same time. That's how it appears to him. And then he goes into the parking lot. He arrives there sweaty already. And then he pushes the button at the elevator. And then there are already five people in. And he steps in there. And then he's going up, let's say, onto the 15th floor. And this elevator is the slowest elevator in the universe.
I'm feeling like this cup is getting pretty full here.
And then he gets up there. And let's say the boss is not there because they changed the meeting last minute because his employer or his general manager, whomever is above him, the CEO, had family emergency. So it was all for nothing. Now, the reptilian brain is quite awesome in filling up this container of stress hormones. The problem with this little container is that the opening in the top of it is quite large. So the drops go in much easier than how to release it, because in the bottom of this little container is just a tiny little hole, and it takes a while until you can release them. Now, what happens to the man whose reptilian brain was switched on this tremendously? He could have responded to the situation in a different way, but he didn't.
Well, now, Daisy, I know that you're about to drop a gem. We're just going to go to a break first. Stay with us. And right after, we'll be back where Daisy explains how we actually can change this part of us that reacts like this. So we'll be back real soon. Stay with us.
Okay.
Thanks, everybody. And we're back now. And Daisy hit us with it. Can't wait to hear this one.
So this man steps finally out of the elevator. And he learns that the meeting won't happen today. And he was waiting for this meeting for 10 years to get his promotion at last. So what could he do instead when he realizes, okay, I overslept the alarm or it didn't work and I'm going to be late?
Right before he filled up his cup, he could do something differently.
Yes.
Aha, right.
And now the question is, what can we do? I'd say, first of all, ask yourself one question. Is this about life or death? And your answer will be no.
Yeah.
And then take pro-action. So when I realize I'm going to be late, make that phone call, apologize that you're going to be late. So be proactive. Inform everyone involved or who can be affected by that so that you can lift the pressure off of you. Then you don't have to go through these motions. So the sooner you catch yourself, the better you're off. Not easy to do to catch it, because some people, I know a few in person, who some people like to call them like drama queen, although when they're males and they like to milk it. I don't know. Have you ever heard of?
Oh, I know a few of these. Bless them.
You see, so everything goes right the entire day, but then let's say they go to the market and their favorite cheese is out, and then that's the drama of the day, and they're going to milk it for a month. Just an example. So when you are not that person who's milking like a little event over longer period of time, then try to distance yourself from them, not abandoning them, but don't get into the story. Just notice, okay, the reptilian is on. Nothing wrong with them. The reptilian is on. They're overloaded with stress hormones, and it takes them a while to clean their system, to calm down.
Right.
It's like a roller coaster.
Oh, can we do something to help those people with that? Because as an outsider, and you can see it happen to them and understand what's going on, what do we do? Because I'm not sure that I know what to do. I've been in those situations and tried to calmly speak to them and they've just reacted aggressively. So I think this is a great question. How do we help other people when we see them in this state?
I think the first thing is help yourself, because it's not your responsibility to help them. That's their responsibility. You can help them become aware by asking questions, not sarcastically. Again, I'm completely against sarcasm. Okay, unless I'm sitting in a theater and I signed up for a specific show and I know it's a play. But in real life, sarcasm is always hurtful. So ask them a question. Hey, you really seem upset. You want to talk about it? And give them your ear. Listen. And if they don't want to talk about it, especially men have a tendency to not want to talk about it, ladies, leave them and don't nag. Second, ladies out there, it's not about you.
Yeah.
So don't take it personally.
Give them space and
whatever they need. You know, there is this book out there, Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus. And John Gray, the author, he describes that men like to go into their cave. And sometimes the cave is called the garage or the shop, the lawnmower. And then they're just doing something because it's in their system and they need to get rid of it. We as a partner, I speak now as a woman, as a female, to the female listeners, let them be. The best you can do is say, look, whenever you want to talk about it, I'll listen, promise. And then you just go about your day and leave him alone. And men, guys, gentlemen who are listening to this, take care of yourselves. Go for a walk. Do that garage reorganizing project you always wanted to do. Go with your lawnmower and do whatever you feel like doing. And realize that you were producing these stress hormones because it's your body. So it's not like, Kathy, I'm upsetting you now and now you have all the stress hormones. No, it's not like I'm having a container with stress hormones and now I give it to you. Mm-mm. It's your response to what I say, what I don't say, what I don't do.
Yeah.
And that goes both genders.
Yes.
So we need to take responsibility. When I'm upset, it's my body responding to external events. And the more I become aware of how I'm responding to it, that is when I can start not controlling it, because part of it is quite challenging to control. You can evolve yourself to a really high level. It takes practice and a little more than this podcast, but that's why you can join our group as well, where we do group sessions shortly, where you can learn more about that.
Yes, that's Dream Life Creators on Facebook, guys. Join us.
Yes, yes. Male, female, both welcome. No age restrictions and no geographic restrictions there.
In fact, we have people in our Facebook group from 66 countries around the world. So everybody is welcome.
That's right. So what can we do with a reptilian brain? When I realize that I'm responding to an external event, so what is it? What is stress? Body's response to external events.
Yes.
Now, when I notice, okay, so it's my body producing it, then I can start not going down the same spiral, because sometimes it is, okay, so you go in the morning, you wake up late, and then you already almost think that your whole day is going to be bad. And then because you focus on everything that could go wrong, you're even like less secure and you make more mistakes. Why? Because you don't have access to your creative parts and pieces in the brain.
And where your focus goes, everything grows.
Everything grows.
Yeah.
There you go. When something happens that's really bad, slow down. I think that is a very good thing. Of course, if, let's say, the water hose explodes in the yard, don't slow down, fix it so that you don't lose all that water. If, let's say, something overcooks, overboils and spills all over in your kitchen, go and take action. But other than that, if it's an email or somebody canceled an appointment, just slow down for a moment and ask yourself that one simple question. Is this about life or death?
Yes.
And although the reptilian brain is not a verbal part in the brain, nonverbal, it will still help us become aware, oh, okay, so this is not about life or death. Actually, it's just I'm 15 minutes late. I'm going to make this phone call. I'm not going to go down that roller coaster spiral to make my life miserable and therefore affect the lives of those surrounding me because I'm miserable. And one more thing, when your reptilian is on, it's not the other people's fault. It's not about the other person. So even, let's say, if Kathy would start yelling at me now in all kind of ABC words, you know, in that specific vocabulary talk, language.
You mean swearing?
Yes, that's what I'm referring to. If you would do that, then what can I do? So let's role play it. Let's do it.
Oh, I would never swear at you, Daisy. What are you saying?
Okay, this is a role play. Okay, you're Jim and I'm Joe. Let's play. You're Jim, I'm Joe.
Okay, Joe. You suck. Joe, you did that thing to me yesterday and I'm really angry at you about it.
I can see that you're upset and I'm sorry to see you upset.
Didn't expect that, Joe. Expected you to pick a fight. We were going to have a punch up.
You can handle that within you. And I apologize if there's anything that I contributed for you being upset. It was not my intention. And let me know if there's anything I can do.
That was very well diffused, actually, before I even got going.
So, I take the wind out of the sail, so it stops.
It really did. Like, I was ready for that punch up. I'm going to recap what you've shared so that our listeners can put this into practice for themselves. So what I'm hearing is the first step is some self-awareness.
Yes.
That you've been triggered, that your reptilian brain is switching on, air quotes, I put round switching on.
Yes.
Because it isn't a real switch, but it is a reaction that we have as an instinct.
You go into survival mode.
Survival mode. So we become aware that our body has gone into that state. And then we make a conscious decision to just slow down for a minute and assess the situation and first say, is it life or death?
That's right.
And if it is not life or death, then you can take a deep breath and go, how am I going to handle this without just going off into that downward spiral without really thinking about it?
Yes, because here's what happens in the reptilian brain. It cannot distinguish, is it a real threat or is it something that we imagine?
And we have talked about that many times, haven't we? That our brain cannot distinguish what we believe and what is actually happening. Because if we believe it, the brain thinks it's happening.
Then what happens? The body responds with the matching feelings.
Yes, yes.
That's automatic. So here's what happens. Let's say you're Joe and I'm your wife.
Okay.
And I believe that you're cheating on me. And I'm already boiling because I have the pictures in my head. I have the words. Oh, what a bastard. Cheater. I knew it. I should have never married him. So I'm already responding to you. Whatever you do or don't do, my attitude towards you changed. Why? Because something internal happened. And when this marriage is really about safety for me, let's say, and I think this is really about life or death if I'm going to divorce you, because then, oh my goodness, what's going to happen to me, to the children, the dog, what's happening to the lawnmower, what's happening to the hair blower, what's happening to the whatever, the house, the garden, the jet, in some cases. And then, so what are we going to do? And then if I perceive it as a life threat, now the brain does not know, but my body will respond, oh, this is a life threat. And then we feel it. And when we feel it, we suffer from it. Now, when we feel it and suffer from it, then it will show in our behavior. So therefore, we need to step in prior to feeling it.
Right.
That's actually the key.
Right. There you go. There's the secret, guys. So I would like right now to ask our listeners to reach out to us and tell us if you've had a reptilian brain experience recently and whether this could have helped you change that experience or whether you believe it could help you in the future. Because I actually think this is a really important topic for all of us, because we all have the reptilian brain and we all can get carried away with our emotions and feelings and reactions. But the trick really is to step in before all those reactions happen.
Before the hormones kick in, because when you're filling your body, your system up with adrenaline and cortisol, then your body needs to get rid of it somehow.
Yes.
And many people use aggressive verbal this, that, and the other.
Yes.
But when we catch ourselves prior to that, okay, this happened, I don't like it. Is this about life or death? Because maybe if I did not receive that mail, that letter in the mail yet today, because I was expecting it, it was important to me, and what's going to happen now? And I feel as if it were about life or death. I feel as if it was the mountain lion like 10,000 years ago, 5,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago, then my body will respond to it as such. And the more people are aware that they have a reptilian brain and what its function is and how other people have it as well, not only you, then if you know each other quite well, share this podcast episode with them. And then after that, you can say, honey, is your reptilian a little bit upset? Instead of going off on them.
Yes.
That helps the other person then being aware, oh yeah, maybe you're right. And I remember the other day, I was upset because I had that fixture fixed in the kitchen. I don't know if I mentioned it to you, the electricity, whatever. And then it got fixed while I was working in sessions and the electrician was here and was all good. And I'm so excited already, anticipating what I'm going to do, cookies, cakes and all things with my KitchenAid and the mixer and so forth. And I go out after a long day into the kitchen and I plug it in and it doesn't work. And I was so upset. And I thought to myself, oh, this is so upsetting. And then my son was visiting. And he says, but mom, what's wrong with it? I said, I don't know, but I want to be upset now. So I chose to be upset. He didn't let me enjoy this moment. What he did, he spoke to this device that can play all kind of music. And he says, I feel good. Da, 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 da. Do, do, da, 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 da. So I could not even enjoy the 2 minutes of being upset. But why should I? Because I'm harming my body. The more I'm upset, I'm weakening my immune system. Stop doing it. And we have actually a PDF that will be in our group, in the Dream Life Creators Facebook group, where it is a self-assessment PDF that you can do. It takes you 2 minutes to go through to check out if you are in reptilian mode. And it also helps you then to see which areas of your life are more triggersome than others. And therefore, it can help you see where you can make some healthy changes. I think that's a good reptilian way.
I love it. So there you go, guys. A big thank you to Daisy for that gem once again. Please do come and join us on Facebook, Dream Life Creators. If you just search that term, you will find us. Come and join us. We do loads of extra stuff in the group that really helps our tribe out, helps them the way they think about things. Daisy and I both believe that mindset is the key to everything. Please join us. Thanks once again for tuning in and listening to us. We're so excited to see our audience grow so big, so fast. It is just fantastic. We'll be back with you soon with another amazing episode.
Yes, and thank you so much for all the supporters. And I have seen through many podcast platforms where people listen to our podcast episodes that they started donating, subscribing, and like supporting our podcast. And that is so sweet because it helps us to really keep our quality up and to do what we really love doing. And we're so amazed by your help and your support and your generosity. Thank you so much. I really appreciate. We appreciate.
We certainly do. Talk to you again soon, guys.
Bye-bye from Bald and Blonde.
Mindset Evolution.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Bald and Blonde Mindset Evolution podcast. Make sure you like our podcast, comment, and leave us a 5-star review. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you consume podcasts. Share with your friends and loved ones. Leave a comment and reach out to us with questions and how we can help you change your life. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Talk to you next time.